Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Rick. I'm the supervisor here. How are you today?
I am right. Okay, I don't know if she already explained you my problem that I have.
Okay, I'm sorry. Can you repeat that for me?
I don't know if you already know what happened with my account.
Okay, so I'm the supervisor here. I just need you to verify your first and last name and your address for me.
The first address is FABATIN, and it's Puerto Rico.
Okay, yes, ma'am. Can you verify? Okay, and you said that's your address?
Yeah, that was my address when I requested the first time, and I called yesterday, and the lady that I did talk, she sent me to your address. I said I moved to, I'm now in Texas, but it's visit for my child, my daughter. And she said, well, that's not a new address. And she took the address, and I said, no, that's not my address. I only in my daughter's house because I'm busy, but I come back to my house. You know, the first address, the right address. And I called my daughter because my sister, because she lives in my home too. And she sent me never, the company sent nothing to my home. No blender, no notification, no nothing. And when I request for that was said in December, I wait until January, and she said nothing coming. And I already in December, I turned like unsubscribe, but it's still coming on my credit card, you know, that take my money. And yesterday when I called to my credit card, yesterday they have another time, you know, the charge. And I say, what are you going to do? And the credit card give me the phone number, and they send me call this person and try to resolve the problem before we take action. And I say, well, that's fine for me. And I call you because I never received nothing from the company. And yesterday, another time, I unsubscribed another time.
Okay, so your account has been canceled. What I can do for you about the charge that was placed on the 18th of February, ma'am, is give you a 35% refund. Would that work for you?
I want all my full refund because really I don't receive nothing from the company. I want the 3 months or because they charge me 2 months.
Okay, so you didn't cancel within your time period, ma'am. All the information was stated online in terms and conditions. However, I can meet you halfway and give you a 50% courtesy refund. Would that work for you?
No, the 50%, no, I want the online. I want online refund.
Okay, let me place you in a brief home and see what I can do for you. Let me go to that account a little more, ma'am.
Okay.
Okay, thank you for being so patient, holder. For me, I did just look over that account. What I can do is meet you over halfway and give you a 75% refund. Would that work for you?
The full refund. The 3 months, because I don't get enough from your company.
Let me place you on a brief home moment, ma'am.
What?
Let me look over that account one moment, see if there's anything else that I can do for you.
If you know, I'm on my ride because I don't receive nothing.
Okay, let me place you in a brief hold moment. Okay, thank you for being so patient for me. I was able to go ahead and get you fully refunded. The refund will go back into your account in 3 to 5 business days for the $54.95 for the month of February. Is there anything else I could do for you here today, ma'am?
That's December. January, February.
Okay, so these are valid charges, ma'am. However, I do apologize. We did refund you for the most two recent charges. The only thing left that I can do is give you a 35% refund for the charge that's in December. No, sorry, not December, January.
Okay, February, the full refund.
Okay, you're being fully refunded for the March and the February charges, ma'am. I'm offering you a 35% refund for the January charge.
And what happened the other month?
I'm sorry?
February, March, and April. What happened?
Okay, you weren't charged in April, ma'am. You were charged in March. You were charged in February. And you were charged in January. And you were charged in December. Yeah. We refunded you in full for the March and for the February as well. What I can do for you today is meet you halfway and give you a 50% refund for the January charge. Would that work for you?
Okay. Let me try to be sure what you say. Do you want to say that me that I'm going to have the full refund for the 4 months that you already charged plus the half or the percent that you say in the month of December?
Okay, for December charge. Okay, we're not speaking about December, man. We're speaking about the January charge.
Okay.
Refunded you in full for the March charge and for the February charge. I'm offering you a 50% refund for the charge in January.
Okay, and what happened with February?
February and March, you're being refunded for in full, ma'am.
Okay, February, March, and April.
Ma'am, you weren't charged in April from our company.
Oh, because I saw in my credit card April because I received the card today. Okay, I got you. Okay, I got it. If you're going to be charged on December, the half, you say me the half?
Okay, so I'm offering you a 75% refund for the charge in January, ma'am. We're not speaking about December. We're speaking about the January charge.
Okay.
Will that work for you?
Okay. Yeah, the full refund.
Okay, let me place you on a brief hold, one moment, ma'am.
I know what you talk about. Okay.
Okay, thank you for being so patient, holder. For me, I was able to go ahead and get you fully refunded for the January charge as well. So you're being fully refunded for all three of those months of charges, okay? They will all three go back into your account in 3 to 5 business days. Thank you so much for calling customer support. You enjoy a wonderful day.
Thank you. Hello?
Yes, ma'am. And thank you so much for calling customer support. You enjoy a wonderful day, ma'am.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Bye-bye. Yes, ma'am. You enjoy a wonderful day. Bye-bye.
I'll get up.